Orcas Always by Cappy Niemer. You boys turn those off. My dad's voice rings out through the car, piercing my concentration. We're going to Orcas, and as always, we play our Nintendo DSs on the long ride there. We board the ferry, baggage in hand. Up the walkway we go, staggering from the weight. There's a rule when you own a renting house. You own the house, you supply the food. Kind of sucks, kind of rocks. We always have food. Sweet, sweet food. We have several traditions when we go to Orcas. We go to Mount Constitution and hike it from about halfway up and run back down the road. We also annually watch movies we have never seen before, usually funny or scary. We almost always have flank steak, the soft beef that is the rump of a cow. There is a game we play called Shut the Box, which is where you have two dice and nine numbers, 1 through 9, that you have to pull up all the levers on it with the sum of the two dice and the numbers still displayed. We also have this one event that my dad organizes, called the Orcas Olympics, where, when friends come up, we have a set number of activities that everyone can win. There are luck games like the crab races, or over under 21, and call the coin flip. There are also skill games like jellyfish target, casting, and the Simpsons imitation contest.
Hey, hey, everybody! Try my new burger, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
When we come back, we get a blizzard at Dairy Queen, which is like a milkshake, but thick enough so that you have to eat it with a spoon. Plus, it's better. I love going to Orcas because it is rewarding all trip, with the entertaining ride there, the incredibly fun time on the island, and the satisfying blizzard at the end.